Dr. Richard Blondell heads up the National Center for Physician Training in Addiction Medicine. He says that for decades, other countries have operated safe injection facilities where drugs like heroin can be used under the supervision of a healthcare professional. On Wednesday, members of the Drug Policy Alliance, the New York Academy of Medicine, and Vocal New York, all based in New York City, urged health officials to create such sites in New York. Blondell says the positive side of the idea is harm reduction for drug users.
You remove people from injecting in unsafe facilities where there's going to be overdoses. There's going to be, you know, criminal elements that are affiliated with those sorts of things.
But for all the good safe injection sites may do, Blondell says the downside is a public health cost.
Unless you increase taxes or divert money from some other program, so it becomes a priority thing. So let's just say that a county's budget is revenue neutral. So if you're going to divert money towards safe injection sites, then, you know, what are you going to take money away from?
Blondell says ultimately the issue will become a political decision, and he thinks New York and even the rest of the country are probably not ready for safe injection facilities. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.